I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I cannot believe they're predicting snow here today in our city. That is a middle-aged man complaint. So spare a thought for kids enjoying snow for the very first time. A girl and her younger brother run into a backyard in winter coats. They jump up and down, twirl, and hold out their hands to catch the falling snowflakes. Joyful. I might even enjoy snow again myself. The look on these kids' faces is priceless. The video was shot by Rebecca Davies. She's with the Ripple Refugee Project based in Toronto. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Tell us who these children are and what their story is.
These two cuties are... I've been here exactly a week today. Last Thursday, November 8th, we picked them up at the Toronto International Airport, where they had come on a long, long journey from a refugee camp in Sudan, where they'd been living for 5 years, after having fled the war in their home country, Eritrea, in 2013. And so we picked them up last week, we being their sponsor group, the Ripple Refugee Project. And it was a nice day last Thursday. It was quite temperate, sunny, nothing remarkable. Friday was drizzling, rainy, very cold. We didn't do much. They slept. We didn't go outside, certainly. But Saturday morning in Toronto, it was a crisp day and the kind that, you know, could be the first snowfall. And I was puttering around making coffee, something, and there it was, those big, fat, fluffy, first of the season snowflakes that might just be a tease and not stick to the ground. And we hadn't really built up a relationship yet, but my instinct was just to scream, "Hey, everybody, get up here." And everybody got up there. And there's four kids in this family. They're staying with us for 6 weeks. We move into their apartment.
So that was your backyard in the
video. That's my backyard. Yeah. My everybody knows what it looks like now. Glad I had done some weeding. And, you know, the four kids and mom were just enthralled, right at the door. And then the two older ones kind of disappeared. And I must admit to a moment of disappointment, because I thought, oh, wow. I thought the two eldest ones, 7 and 5, would find this the most enchanting of all. And so that's fine. We the rest of us enjoyed it. And then 2 seconds later, they came thundering up the stairs in ill-fitting winter clothing that we had just sort of collected, not even sized them for yet, opened up what I consider a 1,000-pound sliding patio door themselves and ran out and closed their eyes, put their faces up to the sky and started twirling and singing and dancing. Wow. And you see the rest. Yeah.
How long did they stay out in the snow for?
They were out as long as the snow lasted, which was about, I'd say, about an hour and a bit. And they went through all the rituals and rites of passage, and they ate it, they licked it, they chased it. We made mini snowballs.
They do snow angels?
It wasn't enough of accumulation, yeah. But like in Boston and Toronto, we're expecting quite a big snowfall today, and I can feel it already in my bones coming, and so we'll be up there making snow angels for sure today. Yeah.
And how long are they going to be staying with you?
They'll stay with us for 6 weeks. We've rented an apartment. The family will move into their own apartment on December 15th.
Now, your Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, sent out a tweet saying, "Amazing. Now convince them that shoveling is fun and you're all set." I'm glad to see I'm not the only one who sees the downsides of snow. Trudeau did also thank you, Rebecca. Tell us what your organization, the Ripple Refugee Project, does.
Yeah, I take that thanks as one to not only the Ripple Refugee Project, but to the hundreds of other sponsor groups around the country, which are comprised of private citizens, you, me, you need a group of five friends, literally, or a group of five people with the common interest of sponsoring. So you raise a bit of money, you apply to the government, and you get matched with a family. And then the hard work begins, the integration and the settlement part. So absolutely, I take that thanks as thanks to the Canadians who are in any way involved in refugee sponsorship and resettlement, whether you've made a donation or whether you're hands-on like we are. And I also would thank the Canadian government right back for having this program that we're able to take advantage of and advocate for that other countries implement as well.
Mm. How many refugees has Canada taken in this year? Do you know?
The stats are somewhere. It's in the tens of thousands. And it could be more, though.
You thank the Canadian government, which I would say a couple of decades ago or even 5 years ago probably wouldn't need to thank a government for doing this. But these days, refugee admissions, it's not a given, is it, in some places?
Absolutely not. And then the narrative is so obvious and looming just south of the border where you are, where the story is that troops are amassing at the border to keep people out. And, you know, it is not universal here in Canada. I will not paint that picture because there's always work to do. There's always minds to change. And there's always vigilance to keep on these precious policies and open borders. So we're not naive either. But when you see a magical moment of humanity and universality, and if it's a lovely little scene of kids in the snow, and that's what human beings' response is to the magic of the world before the politics, before the power, before the all the other things that can make somebody cynical or jaded. That's what I wanted to show to the world.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, what kind of impact are you seeing from this magical moment?
Don't forget, this is a passion project. This is a, it is also completely unpaid. We do it in our spare time. We all have full-time jobs and most of us have families and children and other passion projects. So the impact, we're just trying to keep our focus on what we're doing right now, which is settling this family. It's a big family. It's a vulnerable family. It's a single mom with four tiny kids. And I really hope that this sentiment continues beyond the 12, 48 hours, you know, flash in a pan viral moment.
Rebecca Davies with the Ripple Refugee Project in Toronto. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.